police in Turkey say they've uncovered a plan to bomb a gathering of NATO leaders. They've detained 25 men as part of this investigation. The men allegedly were plotting to attack the next summit of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is scheduled for June in Istanbul. Now, Istanbul is where we found NPR's Ivan Watson. And Ivan, what have you learned?
Well, police, Turkish police here are saying that the raids were actually conducted several days ago, April 29th, in fact, in two separate cities, here in Istanbul and the central Turkish city of Bursa. Today, the announcement came of these arrests in the form of a press conference in Bursa. We've seen images of bearded men in handcuffs being taken to a Turkish court to face arrest charges. In a press conference given the governor of Bursa, where 16 of these suspects were arrested, he displayed weapons as well as explosives and compact discs promoting Osama bin Laden on a table at this press conference. The group are said to be members of Ansar al-Islam. It's an Islamist terrorist organization, extremist organization. And the authorities here are saying that there was a plot to blow up a NATO summit that is scheduled to be held right here in Istanbul that President Bush is expected to attend at the end of June.
Mm. Now, you mentioned those discs with Osama bin Laden on them, but can you describe a little more fully here what connections there would be between Ansar al-Islam and al-Qaeda, Ansar al-Islam being the group that they're supposedly members of?
Well, this is a surprising development here in Turkey. First of all, Ansar al-Islam was originally a Kurdish northern Iraqi group. It was based in northern Iraq. It did have ties to al-Qaeda. There were documents that were discovered after the fall of the Taliban that linked Ansar al-Islam to al-Qaeda in Kabul several years ago. And that organization was attacked by U.S. forces at the start of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. And the U.S. in Iraq repeatedly has said that Ansar al-Islam is behind attacks in Iraq proper. This is the first report I've heard to date where Ansar al-Islam is linked with any kind of actions outside of Iraq, here in neighboring Turkey. And we're not yet quite getting an explanation from the Turkish authorities just why they think cells of Turkish members, all of these suspects are said to be Turks, how they could be operating here under the same name as Ansar al-Islam.
Has there been any reports of how this cell was uncovered?
No, they have not given us details about this. They have indicated, however, that the group was planning to rob a bank, that they were also planning to attack a synagogue. Now, we have to remember, last November, there were a series of simultaneous suicide bombs here in Istanbul on two separate days over a week-long period. In the first series of attacks, synagogues here in Istanbul were blown up. The majority of the casualties were Turks who were Muslims. And then several days later, suicide bombers blew up a British bank here, as well as the British consulate, and in fact killed the British consul. Hundreds were killed and injured in these attacks. These attacks do not seem to have been linked to this organization that was raided by the Turkish authorities over the past several days.
And just in a couple of seconds, as far as you know, Ivan, will the NATO summit go ahead in spite of this threat?
There have been statements that the NATO summit will go ahead, and the Turkish authorities say they'll put tens of thousands of security forces out into the city to make sure it goes.
Okay, thanks. NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul.